ですか。There are different reasons that people do Brahma Sadhana, that people turn to meditation. Some people turn to spiritual practices because they want to develop their skills and abilities, and they feel that by doing spiritual practice they will gain so many physical and psychological benefits, a stronger mind, ability to concentrate. This type of sadhaka, this type of spiritual aspirant, does spiritual practice because they hope to attain some self-improvement. This is a Pashu Sadhaka. The next stage of development is the Vira Sadhaka. Vira means brave. And these individuals do spiritual practice because they want to find that spiritual truth. They want spiritual enlightenment. And they are willing to do the work that it takes to acquire that spiritual enlightenment. They are brave, Vira, because they are willing to face the inner demons, to look within themselves, and to do the hard work of observing their own struggles and difficulties and finding the path through ignorance to truth. This is indeed a noble path. These individuals are motivated to find truth, to find divinity, and they are willing to walk the path and face all that comes up in that process. Not because they want to gain any special ability, not because they want to attain anything outside of themselves, but because they want to really know truth. They want that which is real, which is authentic, which is at the core of everything. And to find that truth, they are willing to do practice and to face whatever comes forward in that process. As mind grows in magnitude, a third stage of spiritual practice comes into existence. And this is the Divya stage, the stage where the individual experiences a deep and profound connection to the divine. Where many of these inner roads have been walked and explored. And the individual has stumbled upon that which is so profound, so great, so all-encompassing, that the desire to surrender everything becomes foremost in the heart of the sadhaka. And the person feels a deep commitment, a deep devotion. They have touched something so profound that their life is never the same. At this stage, the realization of the indwelling God is there. The understanding, the experience, the direct experience, the grace of the infinite has been given and the heart taken. Such an individual cannot go back to the way they were, for their heart has been given to this profound divinity. And though they may wander in blindness, though they may struggle, they remember. They have touched something so great, so profound, that their heart has been completely given, dedicated, single-pointed. Their experienced divinity, of divinity, of the infinite truth of being, permeates all, and the heart is open in surrender. At this stage, sadhana is not so much a practice to attain anything, nor is it a cutting through, but it is an opportunity to meet the beloved, to be with the beloved, to feel the bliss of divine grace. And the motivation of the sadhaka is not to promote their own will, but to surrender to divine will. So the motivation of people doing spiritual practices varies a great deal. None of these motivations are unsound reasons, for indeed spiritual practice can bring many benefits in the life. And for those seeking those benefits, the practice can become very useful. And at some stage, the person may realize there is more to this, there is more to life. What is the meaning of my own life? Why am I here? What is this life for? And in exploring those questions, they move to the next stage, to the inner exploration. And the motivation becomes to find that deep meaning, to find that realization. So one leads to the next. And as then that divine grace is experienced, the desire to surrender comes. Because just as you, as an object approaching the sun, cannot sustain its separate existence, it burns in the light and flame of the sun. So when you approach that divinity, that infinite beingness, like the one approaching the sun, you cannot bear to exist separate from it. It takes you. In doing this, the separation of I and thou becomes dissolved in the blissful knowledge of divine being, in the infinite light of the true self. In the endless flow of grace from that divine one, all questions of the mind get dissolved. All desire for separateness falls away. And that source of love itself becomes the truth of one's heart and soul, and there is nothing else. When in the process of spiritual practice, one is touched thus, there is no turning back. There is no turning away. That love, profound beyond words, will always draw you back. Nothing in the world of form can replace it. One who has felt that presence, touched that inner source, cannot be content with worldly life alone. Only when that vibrant, infinite love of divinity is seen in every molecule of this world, in every bright and shining face, in every leaf, every blade of grass, every being, in the play of creation, when the beloved is seen, then you know you are never alone. That infinite loving source of your soul is all around you, in every form, in every molecule, in every blade of grass, in the roots of the trees, in the gardens, in the flowers, in the people, in the animals, in the stars in the heavens, in the sunlight on your face, in the breeze, in your own body, in the cells of your body. That vibrant divinity exists. And when your heart is full of this love, the realization comes, there is nothing apart from this love. There is no separation. To touch this reality, even for a moment, stirs the heart, stirs the soul. And the more you touch it, the more contact you have, the more it draws you. Until the difference between I and thou dissolves entirely. So this inner journey of spiritual practice, this inner journey towards the divine, is one you follow with your heart. First with your mind, first with your beliefs, but there comes a time you follow with your heart, and surely you will be guided. The guidance you need will always come. Rest in that love. Rest in that truth. That is where your journey takes you. Through all stages of belief and idea to the truth in the core of your heart. All right.